Thank you for joining us on another episode of the MetaMakers podcast. I am Davis. I'm here with two of the Kinetic Spinners. Could you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Jessica Greiner. Also go by Turtle J.
And I'm Ellen Francis, and I go by Elle's Hoops on Instagram.
Nice. So I gotta ask, where did the name Kinetic Spinners come from?
It honestly was just kind of back and forth with people, like what kind of name is gonna give us the right kind of vibe to what we do, you know? Like, I don't know, it was just a lot of back and forth, and after multiple months of thinking on it, we just decided that movement is where we started and how we all kind of like began our journey, so we wanted to keep it with the roots.
I like that.
Yeah, and I gotta say, as a lead team member that came on a little later, I'm so happy that's the name they came to, because it just really fits us so well, the whole movement thing, and it has kind of this like technical sciencey feel to it, which I feel like a lot of the members can resonate with, just in like their own thinking. So
I like that.
I approve.
I'm kind of nerdy too, so I appreciate it. You guys look great. You're wearing matching outfits. We'll take a photo after so everyone can see. So how many people are in your troupe total?
So we have two divisions. We have an East Coast division, which is based out of Baltimore and the DC area. And then we have our Colorado division, which is based out of Denver. And over those two divisions, we have around 30 members.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, we are pretty big now.
Yeah,
we started small.
Started that's amazing.
With about
I love
five
that.
To eight people, and it's blown up. It's
so
awesome.
I'm learning about all these new flow toys and props and stuff. Would you say that each of you kind of has a specialty? And if so, what would those specialties be? Like, what do you flow with the most?
Yeah, we all have specialties. And even besides the prop, it's just the way you use it. Everyone kind of picks up and has their own way of moving with it. Most of us started with hoops. That's definitely how I started. And, the next thing I kind of fell into and have really ran with are the fans, and I think a lot of our members also are picking up the, they start as fire fans. They make some toy play ones too that are plastic, but that's definitely the thing that has intrigued me.
Yeah, it's really technical.
Yeah,
like I've tried, it's not that easy. Yeah,
right. No. But depending on like the prop that you use, like if you're using a hoop, you can be super technical or you can be super graceful, slow down your movements and focus more on dance, or even like your veil fans. That's like a completely different flow. So you can find a lot of different forms of creativity in different tools that you're using.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like dancing is really one of the best outlets for creative energy. So what got you guys into dancing? I'll start with you.
I personally have zero dance background.
Really?
Like dancing in my room, maybe to like Britney Spears when I was a kid, yes. But like that's the extent. And I mean, when I started going out and like seeing music and seeing all these people just like not caring and just like letting themselves go, and just like it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I was like, I need that, because I didn't feel confident dancing, just moving my body like that. And I found that confidence through using a prop.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm pretty similar, where I didn't have any official dance background. Was involved in some theater as a kid, and definitely resonated with like when you have to learn a dance number, and I thought that was a lot of fun. But I feel like dance, it was always like I felt like there was a barrier there when, there's all these kind of dance schools and stuff, and it's pretty like competitive. People are really good, been doing it since they were, a toddler. And so when I saw flow arts, it just seemed like this thing that's accessible to everyone, and I instantly like grabbed onto it, because it's like the thing I've been waiting for, because it was just never like right there for me to grasp throughout life. And then finding that, and that mind-body connection of movement is so addictive, and just kind of run with it from there.
Wow. So would you say it's more of a channel for energy as opposed to just a job and something that you do? I mean, because you guys are professionals.
Yeah.
And I think it's just awesome that you can love your work, right?
Well, you know, that's the goal. Everyone wants to be in a job or a position where you love what you do. And, you know, it does feel like a job in the sense where we have to be on time, we have outfit malfunctions, you know, we have the daily problems that anyone else in a job has. But the fact that we're doing what we love, we're getting out there, we're moving, we're inspiring other people to move, like, that is a feeling that you just, it's amazing. Nothing beats it.
And that's really what you have to keep coming back to. You know, you'll try to make it a job, but you can never let that get to you. You just go back to the, like, basis of why you started. And remember, you know, that being out there is putting a smile on your face as well as all the people watching you. That's the thing you got to really hold on to.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think, don't take life too seriously. You just, every step at a time, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah, I think that resonates a lot. I mean, it's pretty obvious when you look up and you guys are having such a fun time and you're smiling and you're it's a spectacle to watch.
It's contagious,
really
too.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's really, I think, the goal with us too, you know, us having fun. And then when people see that, we just want them to, like, you know, take it easy for a second, enjoy what you're doing, look at them enjoying what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That's even possible for you or anyone, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, like, what are some of your biggest inspirations for what you do? And when you're performing, what's going through your head? What are you thinking about?
You know, I mean, for me, like, a huge inspiration is just the flow arts community in general. You know, like, there's so many amazing, creative, and talented dancers and flow artists, and you can just get endless inspiration with just watching them. It's amazing.
Yeah, there really are so many. I mean, it would be hard to even choose, just because, even, like, you know, there's so many people that a lot of people know, from that to, like, all your friends maybe just starting, they're inspiring you too with just the fact that they're doing it. Maybe they're doing something that you normally don't do. And it's all just, you know, seeing and absorbing, and that can spread so fast, like, from person to person, which is a really cool thing. Yeah. And then besides that, you know, we have the music that we're dancing to, and that entire community in itself too is just another separate thing, that there's so many people dedicated to what they're doing, making music, and that's really what we have to dance to. So that's, like, a whole nother inspiring aspect of all these people kind of putting in their work there.
Wow.
So we have something to move to.
There really is, like, endless inspiration to select from.
That's beautiful. It's really symbiotic when you see it too. Mm. And then you have the people making, you know, painting, other types of art live, and just watching it all in action.
All happening,
like,
at once.
It's just very symbiotic, very beautiful. Because the musicians are inspired by you too. And the artists.
It's just, and everyone feeding off of that energy.
Yeah, yes. It's like a
amazing
energy, not a vortex. I feel like, what's the opposite of a vortex?
It's pushing it out, like.
Exactly. Yeah, like a geyser of energy.
Here we go.
So, being in such a large group of people, 30 people that I didn't know is that big, how easy is it to get along with everybody?
That part hasn't been an issue at all. I mean, organizing 30 people is definitely difficult. Mm-hmm. And just, like, making, you know, getting everyone together for meetups, trying to be consistent so we can work on choreography and stuff like that. But, I mean, the connection is so easy and so natural. I mean, everyone in our troupe is family. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that really is such a blessing because, yeah, like she said, organizing that many people and schedules is the big thing, where it can just sometimes just be so, like, roadblock after roadblock. But when you have a group of people that is willing to go through that and facilitate it and do what they can, because, I mean, the dedication's there, and that's just so important.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, Jess, but, like, before Kinetic Spinners was a thing, I had no friends in this area. You know, you graduate from high school, and everyone kind of goes in different directions, and there was a long time where it was like, wow, like, I don't really know anyone that's, like, interested in the same thing as I am. And then Kinetic Spinners happened, and it's like, I have so many great friends, like, lifelong friends now.
That's the thing, like, as many people have drifted in and out of life, this is, like, such a solid core that...
Wow.
I'm so appreciative of as well.
That's beautiful. I mean, you talked about it feels like family. I mean, I'm the youngest of four. I have a sister and two brothers, and I love them. But getting along with family all the time isn't very easy.
No.
And there are sacrifices that have to be made. That's what makes it family.
Yeah.
So what could you tell me a story? I like stories too. Can you think of a story when y'all didn't really get along, or there's a difficulty with scheduling, or a conflict that was resolved, and how'd you go about it?
I mean, I think that like there definitely can be tension rising through time of like trying to meet up and get things together, and if one person like can't make it and then it all falls apart, you know, that can be like stressful and overwhelming. But at the end of the day, like, we are more of a collective than like a leadership team. We want everyone to contribute, and if someone has an opinion on something, we are all very open to talk about it and explore it and see like what direction we maybe should go in instead. I mean, everyone has a part in our collective. It's not just us calling the shots. We like to just make everyone's a leader, you know? I think that's the best way to build off of each other.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, really can't think of anyone in the group of like a problem between, like, it's just not there. But you know, it's probably not there because we're open and want to discuss with everyone, hear what everyone has to say, and hope that, you know, they feel that way.
Yeah. So, like, what are some of your goals? Do you have some common goals as a group? I mean, you're growing. That's a good sign.
I mean, I think that our biggest goal and like our mission has always just been to spread creativity and inspiration in people, and anyone could do this. I mean, like we said, we don't have any background in dance. We saw people doing this and we were like, I want to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. We taught ourselves on YouTube and through other people. So, you know, you can do anything that you set your heart to, and like, I think that's what it really comes down to more than anything. Like, we just want to get that message out to people.
Yeah, I think that's like a really good goal. And I mean, specifically, and what we've really been working towards in this recent year is just collaborating within. And I think, you know, by working together, it's ultimately achieving the goal that Ellen just mentioned, because people, you know, people love to feel included, and, you know, it's good to see people working together, and that will like have a residual effect on you. And, you know, maybe you'll decide to put something together with another person, and that just really helps you grow together and individually. So I think it's really connected with what she said, and collaboration is kind of the biggest thing right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, like, in terms of collaborative arts, seeing a flow troupe perform is pretty amazing, because you all look like one big, like, connected body of light and love and dancing.
That is the best compliment.
I mean, yeah, like, art, it's such a vague term, and we care about collaborative art. And so that does inspire collaboration, because people look at you and say, wow, look, they're working together so well. And it looks great. That's what symbiotic relationships look like and can be. Mm-hmm. So other than the art, dancing is a fitness as well. I mean, you guys are literally getting healthy while you have fun.
Somehow.
Win-win.
Somehow that just happened. Like. It is great, though. Yeah.
No, and that's why, like, it's just, you can just only hope that somebody will see it and want to do it, because it's just that easy. And getting up and moving feels so good, especially with how often we sit on the computer looking down at your phone.
It can be hard. It can be hard to, like, get that motivation to get that initial movement. But, you know, if you want it enough, like, you just visualize it and it will come your way. Like, you just got to start moving. As long as you're sitting around, nothing's going to happen. You got to just take that step and get it moving.
Okay, so what would you say to the person that's listening to this podcast in their room and thinking, that sounds fun, but where do I start?
Well, personally, I mean, I went to Target and bought like a hoop, like a really cheap hoop, drained all the water out of it, and was like, I'm going to dance with this thing. And then, you know, originally, like, after that, I was like, all right, I'm gonna like look up some YouTube videos, because, like, you know, dancing with it's fun, but like, let me learn some tricks too. And it just blasted off from there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't go to Target, but that has blown up in recent years. I mean, you can really get a hula hoop anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, just stand up, and I mean, even without the hoop, you can, you know, see how it would feel to move around. Mm. You know, mental practice is half the battle. Like, just visualize yourself doing it, and you know, that'll probably give you the motivation enough to go to the store or
yeah,
just start dancing even with nothing.
I just fixed my posture while you were saying that. I had to say, oh, you're so right. But were you by yourself when you went to Target?
I was, actually, and that's
like
a little out of place for me because I'm typically a person that likes to be with other people when I'm doing things. I like being alone when I'm home, but like when I'm out in a social world, I'm like, all right, I need someone with me right now. But I wanted that so badly, and watching people dance without just getting lost, knowing that like they're escaping their mind for a little bit, I was like, I need that, and like I'm not scared to just go to Target and like make that happen, you know? Yeah.
So was in person at an event, you saw people that, was it online or in person?
It was in person, definitely.
At an event?
Yeah, it was like one of the first music festivals. I think it was the Hudson Project in 2013.
Recipes.
Shout out to all the Hudson people that went through that. It was a rough one. But yeah, I mean, it was beautiful to watch these people just big, small, tall, anything, just all sorts of sizes of hoops, tiny hoops, huge hoops, multiple hoops. It's just, you can do so much with it, and each individual person can manipulate it in a completely different way.
What was the like most attractive thing about watching them perform to you, like in your
mind? Definitely just seeing how free they were, seeing how much nothing around them mattered. They were lost in their own world, and they were just connecting to the artist on stage and just going with it, and like I literally have goosebumps talking about that, but like
Yes. It's
beautiful. It's something Yeah. It's hard to explain, but when you see it, you know.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for me too. It's just the whole music aspect of it. Like, I already love listening to music. Oh, this is a really fun thing. I can move to music, and hey, it even kind of syncs up, and that's really cool and feels really cool when you like, you know, it's kind of just like the natural beat of things, and it just falls in line with the music, and when you like hit a fun move with a fun noise, it's like this, you know, kind of like it's connecting so many senses, and it just feels amazing.
And if someone sees that like moment, Yes. And they're like, oh my god, and you're like, oh my god, you saw that, it's just like boom, explosions, Yeah. Fireworks.
Amazing.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I skateboard, so I it's kind of similar.
I've definitely seen a lot of similarities between the two. I mean, I've always told people like that don't hoop, that is very similar to skateboarding, because you know, you're throwing the hoop in the air, it's in the air, like there's gravity, there's wind, there's other things, it's gonna fall, it's not always the way that you want it to, and you just kind of have to go with it, and make it into another form of dance. Like, oh, maybe I'm gonna go do a chest roll, but like it landed on the ground, so I'm gonna like melt to the floor and dance back up with it. You know, you just gotta go with it. Very similar to skateboarding with that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, what are some things you guys are excited for coming up in this year?
Well, obviously, Beauty in the Backyard.
Shout out.
Always a good one. One of the favorites for sure.
The next thing we have coming up in the DMV is the Collective Districts Gallery, thrown by Sofia Ramirez. They're collecting and showcasing several artists. Will be performing, and there's also going to be music. EOS Music will be performing. Oh, Delta 9 is the headliner, so we're very excited for that.
That's awesome.
We got a lot of awesome, talented friends that are part of that, so that's going to be an exciting one. And over the summer, we're looking forward to Yonderville, which is coming up, and I know that lineup just dropped, so everyone's buzzing about it. We are too.
Yes. So those are the main things. Our Colorado team is also very busy. I know they've been kind of like spreading their love out there and have a few events going on in Art Nights in Denver and some other collective events. So that's really awesome to see them out there doing their thing too. And
lots of workshops as well.
Yeah.
Teaching workshops.
Yes, teaching workshops, showing, you know,
I need to attend. I need to attend one because I still cannot really hula hoop. I have to admit.
Honestly, hula hooping around your waist is much harder.
That's what I'm saying. Much I can harder. Do it in my neck, my arm, but like around the waist, it just doesn't.
It's difficult.
Click. It hasn't clicked yet.
I can't really hoop around my waist if I'm being genuinely honest.
So I just want to ask another question. How do you like find members for your troupe? Like, what's the process? Can anyone join?
Yep.
There's people listening right now that would want to get connected with you guys.
Yeah. So we do have open applications when we are accepting applications. I'm sorry, that was a little deceiving. Our applications are closed right now, but when we do open them, anyone can apply. And okay. we try to spread it vastly over social media and word of mouth. And it's just an application. You fill out a few questions. All of it, most of it is just like, we want to get to know you. Like, what's your personality? And then, you know, you drop your video and show us what you got. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are definitely looking into throwing more like flow jams of mm-hmm. just like meetups where anyone and everyone is welcome. And we just get together and flow as this weather is getting better,
yeah.
hopefully in like the downtown Baltimore area and in the downtown DC area.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And I'm just curious, what is like the most valuable thing that you guys have gotten? I'll start with you from this community that you've created, this group, your flow troupe, Kinetic Spinners. What are some of the most valuable things you've received personally from this experience?
The big one for me, I mean, when you're surrounded by so many people doing the same thing, I mean, all in different ways, but it's all building each other up. It just gives you this sense of confidence that, you know, you have the support group behind you if you ever needed anything. And, you know, putting yourself out there as a whole, another form of confidence building, and that's really the big key thing for me. You know, it's kind of helped me shed a lot of fear about sharing and putting yourself out there, and I'm so thankful that I have a little less fear now due to the community and Kinetic Spinners.
Wow. That's beautiful. What about you?
Definitely like the sense of family and belonging to something that is like a huge thing for me, because what I said before, with not really having that group of people, it's I have that group of people now, and nothing can replace that. I mean, that is the best feeling in the world, to be surrounded by other like-minded individuals that want to create with you and take the time out of the day to drive an hour from Baltimore, drive an hour from wherever they're coming, 2 hours even, we have people. So I mean, it's just the fact that we all are committed to it is amazing, and also definitely pushes you out of your comfort zone multiple and multiple times. I could not even make eye contact with people when I first started performing, and now it's like, I'm spinning fire on stage. Cool. This is awesome.
So that's really cool.
Definitely very empowering as well.
That's amazing. How so, like, I think everybody wants to feel that to some degree. What would you say to the person that wants to go out and try it but just hasn't yet? And then I have a follow-up question about flow.
Do it. Get up and do it. Find someone that you know that knows someone about it. Meet that friend from a friend. Like, just take that first step, because
even if it's scary.
Even if it's scary, you gotta push through, because it's so worth it on the other end. You may feel isolated, you may feel alone now, but once you take that first step and push yourself just a little bit, things start falling into place and you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all right at your fingertips too. And most people, you know, comment, you see something you like online, talk to that person. Most people in the community want to share, and they'll help you. They want you to have it too. So, you know, you just gotta, you know, take that first step.
Find your flow.
Find
your flow.
So
it's waiting.
It's there. It's right here. It's within all of us all the time and every moment. So what is flow? What does flow mean to you?
I mean, everyone has flow. Like, you can be working as a line chef, you have your flow. I mean, there's flow in everything that you do in life. You just have to find it, and once you channel it, it feels good. I mean, you can have flow just getting up in the morning, brush your teeth, brush your hair, walk into the kitchen. Like, that's your morning flow.
Yeah, it's like, that's such a good, like, because it's this mind-body connection, and like she just said, it's like a process, you know, just like one thing at a time, like happening in sequential order, just like falling one after another. And if you just like stay connected to what's happening in your mind, mm-hmm. you're flowing.
So yeah, I love that. It's very present. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you've always had it? Like, I mean, would you say you're always aware of your flow and like channeling that flow? Or was there a time in your life that was pivotal and really awakened you to what that flow is and what it means?
Yeah, I mean, I think the prop play, you know, you could be dancing and it's just that first time you piece something with it, maybe you realize, oh, you know, because you're kind of projecting into the object and you realize that you're flowing through it, but then you realize, oh, well, I don't even need this. You can flow all the time. But yeah, the pivotal point was, you know, the hooping definitely like opens your eyes.
Makes you a little more aware of it around you. I think everyone has it. It's just if you're open to being aware to it. Once you open that awareness up, you're like, you can really tune into it and feel it even more so.
What are some ways that we can do that? What are some ways we can increase our awareness and open to the flow?
Breathing is helpful. You know, help. That's just like the simple, easiest, most primitive, obviously, way to tune other things out. Because that's, you know, what kind of holds you back most of the time are distracting thoughts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because you need to kind of focus mm-hmm. in order to let go in a weird way. So.
Yeah.
I would definitely say, like, be present in the moment. Like, when you're stepping up out of bed, like, think about what your legs are doing. Think about what your body is feeling when you're doing that motion and just everything that you do, and you'll just start to notice so much mm-hmm. more.
So it sounds like what you're saying is we need to slow down a little bit.
I think the whole world could slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What are some simple steps that we can start to slow down in our everyday lives?
Well, you know, being present, but also, like, grounding exercises are awesome. I definitely do that.
Do you guys have, like, a workout regimen?
Honestly, so Jess is a very, very healthy woman, and she works out very often. My main form of working out is hiking and hooping. Nice. But
yeah, I got into, like, just at-home yoga maybe 3 or 4 years ago. That I would recommend to anyone. Yoga with Adrian on YouTube. It's very easy to watch for those of you listening. That is what I do, and I love her. And yeah, it's kind of this like cheat way of working out. You know, you get to breathe. It's slow for the most part. And that I would suggest to anyone as an easy way to get into movement. Maybe you don't want to go buy a hoop yet. Movement and yeah, exercise. It's stretching, it's core. I might not remember what your question was.
Well, could you just walk me through like an average day in your life? Because I care about health a lot as well. And I kind of have a routine, but my life is complicated, so I'm very adaptive. I don't really have a daily routine.
Well, I gotta say, I agree with you there. It's all something we could work on. But if I were to describe like my ideal routine, you know, yoga would be involved as probably the first and last thing. It would be really nice to wake up and before you go to bed.
So you wake up, yoga. Open the blanket, fall onto the floor, onto the yoga mat.
Downward dog.
Immediately downward dog.
Do you drink water before?
Yes, I drink a lot of water.
A lot?
How many reasons.
You can, you know,
how
you
much
can
water
die
exactly
from drinking
are you
too
drinking?
Much water.
I mean, I don't count the drops. I don't count the drops. I refill my bottle when it's empty and keep going. So, but no, I just recently, well, not recently, for the past 2 years, I've been exploring aerial arts. And,
nice.
You know, yoga also really helps with that because I'm sore a lot. And you have to keep stretching to not be sore. So for anyone out there that is active and a little sore, make sure you stretch and do yoga. It makes you stretch.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now with all that, and I could always be doing it more.
Nice.
You know, within my day, I have a day job also. Ellen works a lot as well, and you know, in our free time, we're trying to fit in some free flow. Mm-hmm. you know, pick up a prop. Mm. That's always like an agenda item of the day, if I can get to it, is practice and, you know, let loose, kind of combining the two.
Even nice. When you don't feel like it, yeah. if you just try to pick it up for a little bit, makes you feel better. Movement makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes. Really important. Sometimes I get lost in my work and then I realize, like, wow, I haven't moved my legs in like 4 hours. I should probably stand up.
That's like a lot of our population. I mean, everyone working at a desk job, I'm sure,
seriously.
Resonates with that.
But like, no one wants, people like to go to the gym just for the sole purpose of going to the gym, but everyone would want to get fit doing something fun, like rock climbing or like hula hooping or like skateboarding or finding something like that. So, yeah, I love that. It's so synchronistic. Mm-hmm. Do you guys make your own props?
I don't. I do know people that do. Mm-hmm. It's definitely hard. But I know a lot of our team members are sponsored by other companies
nice.
That make the props. And they're all, you know, small businesses that, you know, if you're sponsored by a company, you should obviously love that their work and agree with everything that they're doing. So, I mean, we have a lot of really awesome sponsors throughout the team that sponsor different members that are really great shops to buy from. Jam Hoops Limited, for one. They're based out of Colorado, and they make great hoops. And Jess is sponsored by Crescent Hoops.
Nice.
Yep,
both
out of
two amazing companies.
Mm-hmm. So,
could you tell me a story of how you got that sponsorship?
For me, I had bought my hoops from a few different places, some in Colorado, you know, mostly just shipping. But I was, you know, still looking for the right shop. And I found Crescent Hoops online and saw she was from Baltimore, which was great because I would much rather go pick it up, not have to wait for shipping, not have to have them ship it. So that was just like the instant sell for me, that it was local. And also, it's local, so that's just like
yes.
a fun, like warm feeling.
It's sustainable.
Yeah. So order a hoop, go to pick up a hoop. That happens. And just later down the road, realize the owner is just connected to me in so many ways, other friends. And she does such a good job that, you know, how could I ever go anywhere else? It's right here. And even more so, now we're roommates. So, you know, the connection's grown. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's been really great. I couldn't be happier.
That's awesome. But did you have to, like, go out of your way to find that?
Just an Etsy search. You know, she just showed up for me when I was shopping.
And you talking to her, and how did the sponsorship happen?
Oh, the sponsorship. She opened applications.
Okay.
A few times. I applied the first time and didn't get it. But she said, I'm sure she was full up. And, you know, and this is a life lesson. You know, a lot of things you're not going to get. She opened up again, and of course, I mean, she did mention she would keep the application, and when the time was right, she brought me on.
First,
so that's what happened.
See.
Yeah, exactly. Keep trying.
Yes.
Definitely biggest lesson in all of that too, and like the professionality of all this is you gotta keep stay persistent and keep trying, and don't get let down, because just in any of life, you're gonna not get what you want sometimes, and
yeah.
that's okay.
I'd have to agree with that. Same story for me. The first time I applied for my sponsorship, I did not make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to try and work harder. And years down the line, I did get sponsored. And it's grown into a beautiful relationship where I can actually call her my friend as well. So, you know, first time doesn't always work out, but try again. Always try again. You grow too.
Mm-hmm.
Things change.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's exactly what I was hoping for. Seriously, I mean, stories of overcoming failure, people give up too easily, I think.
It's very discouraging. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I first got, I applied, and I thought I was going to get it. I was, like, following everything. I'm like, this is so right. Like, everything, I had met her in Colorado, just ran into her, and I was came home and saw that she opened applications, and I was like, oh, my God. This is gonna happen for me. And it didn't. And I was so bummed. It was a huge bummer. I was really discouraged. I didn't want to hoop anymore. I was sad, but I just kept trying, and I was like, this is one bump in the whole journey. And if you just, I kept trying, and it worked out. You know, I never would have thought that it did. And I'm glad that I stuck with it and didn't just apply to other companies and try to find someone else, because ultimately, like, this experience made me grow as a flow artist as well.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you followed your intuition on that one?
Absolutely. It's still, even though I didn't make it the first time, those coincidences with running into her and just, like, it just felt like this was the right fit for me. Mm-hmm. So
everybody that's listening that has a gut feeling to mm-hmm. challenge yourself, do it. You've heard it right now.
Follow that intuition.
Absolutely.
So I gotta ask, when you hear the word sustainability, what do you think?
Over time, that it's gonna sustain itself. It's just gonna work off of itself, and it's almost like a cycle of just people taking and giving back. And I don't know, that's the first thing that I think
of. Oh yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the first things obviously, but I'm like recycling, but
right.
No. But apply that to people, like you just said,
mm-hmm.
like the geyser. you know, people are just kind of like letting, like releasing their art, and it is
pieces
flowing
of themselves.
Through.
You know, yeah. People are just sharing pieces of themselves, and pick up a piece and share a piece of you.
I love that you said that, honestly, because that's not usually the first answer you get for sustainability.
Yeah, no, it like what your answer in my brain was like, whoa.
I'm usually the one that says like, oh, but sustainable relationships and sustainable business practices and sustainable music, sustainable dancing.
Yes,
what
sustainable
is
culture.
Sustainable flow.
Yes.
Like what is sustainable flow?
I would say just like never getting caught up on, like just never giving up, like keeping it moving.
Yeah, you know, to think about something like sustained,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like, I'm picturing something floating, but when it's sustainable, it has to keep moving. So it's just like keeping itself going.
And even if it's not something that you're used to doing, like say you usually hoop and you're just not feeling it, but let's switch it up and let's play with poi and just like vibe off of that energy, and
wow.
then it just keeps, you know, you just gotta
multi-prop sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm for it.
New. Yeah, I mean, trying new things, being in new environments, playing with new props, it literally increases your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're stuck on one thing, just try another thing.
Exactly.
But you followed your intuition for your sponsorship, which means it didn't work the first time. Don't give up.
No.
There's a beautiful paradox. That's why I asked about intuition, because mine has been getting stronger.
Mm.
And I hear so many stories of people talking about their intuition. And I think that's where the flow comes from. It's like this gut feeling,
yeah.
right? People talk about the gut a lot. And, like, that's where flow seems to come from, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked about sustainable flow. It's, like, what I was getting at is, like, what is a sustainable lifestyle? And I think that it comes from mentality and our physical body. Like, dancing and working out and stuff can have an effect on our mind as well as the spirit, and it's all connected. So, like, when you just flow and you're just dancing and you're just having fun, you're literally releasing endorphins and dopamine in your brain, so you're having a good time, you're getting fit, you're releasing anxiety, you're literally increasing your creativity, and you're being present in the moment, which is all anyone could
yeah,
really ask for.
Really.
So just one last question, now that I've explained what I think about sustainable flow, what is one of the best ways that you remind yourself or that you come back to that state of being present to continue sustaining your flow?
For me, I mean, if you're feeling stuck and you don't want to do it, it's the connection back to the music. Like, put on a song that you are feeling
mm-hmm.
and move to it. I can almost guarantee that you're going to probably feel that release.
Yeah, I almost think that, like, it comes back to what I was saying before of, like, taking pieces from other people and sharing a piece of yourself. Like, if you don't have that strength in you right now, let me take a piece of someone else's art. Let me look at a painting. Let me get inspired from music and put that back into what I'm doing and, you know, keep the rotations going.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to both of you. Where can we find your stuff online?
Yeah, so you can find us at Kinetic Spinners on Instagram
One
and on Facebook.
K-I-N-E-T-I-C
Spinners.
Two N's that time. I messed it up.
Oh, separated.
Gotta count the N's. And then our website at www.kineticspinners.org.
Beautiful. We'll also put the links down so people can click through.
Great.
And as always, if you want to see upcoming events for Meta Creative, you can go to metacreative.world. That's M-E-T-T-A, creative.world. We have some magnificent events coming up soon. Tickets are live. I will not get into the details, but it's going to be spectacular, so definitely check that out. And as always, this has been an episode of the Metamakers Podcast, collaborative arts inspiring sustainability. Thank